Our next game is about things buried deep below street level, like tunnels, mole people, and my emotions. Let's meet our contestants. First up, Gloria Alvarez, you teach creative writing, and your first game is about things underground. So what is hiding in your basement?
Well, it has to be a metaphorical basement because we don't have basements
in
Houston. But I would say it's probably my husband's rocks.
His rocks?
His rocks.
He collects rocks?
He's a geologist.
He's a geologist, okay.
He's collected rocks for 40 years.
Yeah, well, that makes perfect sense, thank goodness. Gloria, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Your opponent is Nathan Kroll. You're a retired electrical contract salesman. What is hiding in your basement?
All the books my wife thinks I've gotten rid of.
Geology books? Are they mostly geology books?
There aren't very many geology books.
No. Anymore. Novels?
A couple of novels, yeah.
Couple of novels. Nathan, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Remember, Gloria and Nathan, whoever has more points after two games will go to our final round. Let's go to your first game. This trivia game is called Going Underground. There are more than 6 miles of underground tunnels in downtown Houston, full of shops and restaurants and opportunities to avoid the sun. So this quiz is about other interesting things below street level. Jonathan and I will deliver the clues as if we were hipsters talking about underground bands.
Oh, God.
Here we go. I prefer the acoustic version of this city, like when it was made out of wood, like before it all burned down and they went electric and built a new modern city on top of the old one and sold out to Starbucks. Nathan.
Seattle.
Yeah, right. You're right.
I once went backpacking in this European country that has enough bunkers for every citizen to hunker down with their Emmentaler cheese, Toblerone, and army knives. The only negative was that the shop signs are in Helvetica and everyone's moved on to Avenir by now. Gloria.
Switzerland.
Yeah, that's correct.
There we go. This underground venue near Geneva is so hot, Stephen Hawking warned that what happens there could destroy the universe. That's where I discovered this great new particle, the Higgs boson. You probably haven't heard of it. Gloria.
CERN, the big place where you go around
Yeah, we can
and
take
around
that.
And around.
Yeah, okay. We can take that. That's right, the Large Hadron Collider.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're very basic, so your favorite part of this place is probably Cinderella's castle. But I prefer the Utilidors and the underground tunnel network where I smoked a joint with Donald Duck. Nathan.
Disneyland.
I'm sorry, we cannot accept Disneyland. Gloria, do you know the answer?
Walt Disney World.
Yeah, Disney World is correct. Also, Disneyland, it's Sleeping Beauty's castle.
Oh, yeah.
It's not Cinderella's castle.
That's right.
They're two very different castles.
Yeah.
You probably haven't heard of mega sloths, but they're this obscure prehistoric animal that threw these amazing underground raves in the early Pliocene epoch. They dug huge tunnels under this, the biggest country in South America. I love a DIY venue. Nathan.
Brazil.
Brazil is correct.
Mega sloths.
Mega sloths.
The laziest monster of all time. This is your last clue. I miss the underground DC punk rock scene, but at least they still have the underground train that connects Russell, Dirksen, Rayburn, and Hart for the corrupt politicians in this branch of federal government. Nathan.
The Pentagon?
No, can't take that, sorry. Gloria, can you steal?
That would be Congress.
Yeah,
the
Congress.
The legislative branch.
Sure, we'll just take Congress. Okay, great game, and Gloria is in the lead. If your underground bunker includes a reading nook, you should be on our show. Go to amatickets.org and find out how to be a contestant. Coming up, Kristen Chenoweth returns, and we'll play a music parody about famous hair. It reminds me of the time that I got a haircut at a beauty school. How did it go? Well, I'll tell you, all of my hairs were cut, and all of them a little different. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.